For the 2014-2015 fiscal year, Dr. Brown says the city school district is faced with a deficit of nearly $50 million. She says options include closing buildings not in use and co-locating one or more schools because some, the superintendent says, have a significant number of vacant seats.
If the floor plan lends itself to having two separate schools that are able to maintain their own identity and that will not have their programs or their student success placed at risk, then we look at the possibility of placing those two schools in the same building.
As for teacher layoffs,
all of that is to be determined as we engage in budget discussions and make decisions.
In the meantime, Brown says she's hopeful Albany will increase funding.
We certainly are talking with our local legislators and indicating the need for additional funding, understanding that the funding levels have really not increased significantly from the state for some time or from the city.
The superintendent says the Board of Education has until May 12th to come up with solutions and finalize the budget. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.